This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The following podcast, like the possibility of other dimensions beyond our own, is not real. But it is a proud member of the Tongue Fox, the Earwolf Network. And it's still very much sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you send a package for Arnie or Usador to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon, someone at Cards will hand it to the actors who make the show, and they will pretend it was shoved through the dimensional tear behind the Burger King. Was that not clear? That's what's been happening this whole time. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King, I think, through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my best buds, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
How you doing?
Chunt, what happened to your voice?
Oh, sorry. The Badgers have been playing some pranks on me. Sorry. Sorry.
The Badgers have been playing some pranks on you?
Yeah, I just got kicked in the junk, so that's...
Oh, by the Badgers?
Yeah, they're just having a good time. Some goofs and gags.
Are they still mad at you for... still being alive?
I don't think they're mad at me, but it's like anytime I go to like make a kingly speech, they'll all stand up, turn around, and like read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Or like sometimes when I'm like getting food in sort of the Badger cafeteria, like one of them will come up and talk to me, and while they're talking to me, another one will come up behind me and get on all fours, and then the one talking to me will just shove me.
Yeah.
And I'll go flying over the guy that's behind me. They call it tabling.
Why isn't it a Badgeteria?
I don't know. It should be a Badgeteria. That's going to be my next decree. But you know what? They're going to stand up and turn around. Or they're going to put on those dumb sunglasses they've been putting on.
So maybe you should... Have you considered stepping down and not being King of the Badgers? It seems like...
Why would you step down? They're just having a good time. It's just goose and gags.
Look, it sounds like they thought you were going to die, so they made you the King of the Badgers. And now that you're not going to die, they kind of want to get rid of you.
No. I think you're being paranoid.
I just worry about you, buddy.
I'll be fine.
Just watch your back.
Okay.
Badgers are vicious, evil creatures.
Don't say that. I can't hear you say that.
No. And I'm also joined by my other buddy.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, yeah. Master of light and shadow, yeah. Manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fearing Yellick. The dwarves know me as Zoran Hook Stanges. And I am known in the northeast. It's Gascoigne's Maester. Got a little down in my mouth.
Oh, Johnny Featherbeard's got a little, some of your featherbeard is in your mouth. It looks good, though. You can hardly tell that it's made of feathers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I mean, it feels lovely. And you know, I love birds.
You do. You do love birds.
Except for
starlings.
Why? What is it about starlings that you hate so much?
Well, can I tell you what happened here?
Sure.
All right. So I have plans, right? To go to the Council of the Starlings.
Sure.
And do a whole big magical, like, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, there's going to be fireworks, and there'll be, you know, all of my magical delights, all my baubles, my trinkets, all of it.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Yes, exactly. And I go to them, and I get there, and they're like, oh, we had something else planned this week. So I'm standing up on this dais like an idiot.
Dais?
Dais.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I would think dais.
We say dais.
Nah, you say dais, I say dais.
Let's go. Whatever.
I'm standing on this stone slab like an asshole.
Look.
Not nary a bird in sight.
Well, you know what, Usador? If every time you look like an asshole, you made an enemy.
Oh, don't worry, I do.
Actually, I want to ask you one more thing, Usador, before I introduce my guest, which I'm very excited about. How has cereal been?
You know,
You made your own pot-catching software?
Yes, pot-catching software. It's all right, you know. I don't... Honestly, I got through the whole first season. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And then,
Didn't have the kind of closure you would want, but how could it?
Exactly. And then I listened to the first episode of the second season, and honestly, it was just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
The premise was really dense to me because I'm not from that world.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know everything about
that
world.
Hard to follow all the crazy things happening.
Yeah, and it's just like they're introducing all these things, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm listening to it. I'm like, I guess, you know, I'm supposed to be.
You're like, what's a Bergdahl?
I am a person who is on a podcast, so I should be interested in all podcasts. But I learned that when I was like, it's just too weird.
Well, you know, also keep in mind, it's a podcast about real things like this podcast.
Yes.
So, you know, when it's about real things, you can't manufacture a good ending. So maybe, you know, what I'm saying is,
don't expect a good ending.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what my Badger Clan keeps saying to me. Don't expect a good ending.
Don't expect it. Oh, John, I'm so worried about you, buddy.
I woke up this morning and taped to my ceiling, there's like 400 little pieces of paper, and they all said Eod. I'm like, what is Eod? Yeah, E-I-D.
Oh, no. Did you look at it in the mirror?
Yeah, I always, whenever I wake up, I look at the ceiling with the mirror, just in case my Gorgon friend is staying with me.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this down.
Sure.
Remember the other day when you just kept screaming Asia McClain?
Yes, I do remember that. Asia McClain! That one really echoed.
That really did. Well, guys, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so excited about our guest.
Why is there a table of badges over there?
They're really staring us down.
They keep staring at me and just pointing.
I know.
Aggressively pointing. I think it's just another goof.
Sean, it might be time for you to change forms or something.
They're just having fun.
Okay, I just worry about you. But anyway, we won't worry about it. Let's ignore. Haters gonna hate. I'm very excited to talk to the first unicorn dentist of Foon.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Hello there, gentlemen.
No.
Oh.
Baron.
I'm afraid Fizzle von Pizzlewitch will not be joining you today.
Wait, I had so many questions for Fizzle von Pizzlewitch, the unicorn
the
dentist of...
The first unicorn dentist of Foon. Yes, I know, but I'm afraid Fizzle von Pizzlewitch has been detained.
Fizzle von Pizzlewitch has been detained?
Yes, Fizzle von Pizzlewitch has been detained.
This is an outrage.
Can I ask why Fizzle von Pizzlewitch was detained?
My guards detased.
Detased? They tased him? Oh, don't tase him, bro. Don't tase him.
Yes, well, my guards, they tased Fizzle von Pizzlewitch because we're going to be having a little talk with Fizzle about perhaps joining the forces of the Dark Lord. There are many rotting teeth in their jaws.
That's right. For new listeners, the Baron is Baron Ragoon is in charge of Shrike.
Shanglebirth Ragoon, the Steward of the Shrike Valley.
Yeah, and he's very polite, but he's clearly very evil.
As you can tell by the fact that I am waiting to be asked to sit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, guys, I don't want to be rude.
I do.
He's evil. He's clearly in cahoots with the Dark Lord. But Baron, would you like to sit down?
Thank you very much. I don't mind if I do.
Can
although,
I ask you, who is your Ragoon companion?
You noticed this little fellow on my shoulder. Yes.
You're sitting down. I want a seat down.
Yep. There you go.
I'm so sick of this shoulder. I tell you what, he's got pointy shoulders.
Well, I have. They're the normal level of sharpness for a shoulder.
I don't know. They're sharp shoulders.
I agree. I see that every angle of you comes to a direct point. I, for the very evil in you, has made you hard and coarse with all sorts of right angles that point and poke.
Oh my God, look at his little beard.
I'm sorry, do we know each
other? Look at his little beard.
Well, what? Yes, of course you know me. I am Usador, the wizard, the blue wizard.
Oh, what is happening with your beard right now?
Oh, it's made of feathers.
Just pretend like it looks good.
Actually, but
I love it. I would buy a little froggy comforter for me because I just get so cold. Oh, don't touch my cheeks. Don't touch my cheeks.
That's right. So Baron, for some reason, you're carrying a talking frog around with you?
Yes. Well, as you recall, the last time I was here, I was just going around shaking hands, glad handing for Shrike. Shrike's back, everyone. I was unaware of the fact that you three gentle souls actually had caught the eye of the Dark Lord. I can't believe you just...
I swear I seen a drawing of you.
Of me?
Yeah, I seen a drawing of you back at the big old, you know, HQ, as we frogs call it. We all live in like a big tub at HQ.
At HQ?
Yeah, Dark Lord's HQ.
Whoa, hold on. So you're from the Dark Lord's headquarters?
Yes, well...
I'm in his employ.
When the Dark Lord found out that I had spoken to you, first of all, he was quite annoyed that I hadn't pressed you for more information. I got a real earful of scorpions.
Literally?
Yes, but I do have to actually thank you, gentlemen. I have been getting so much more face-to-visage time with our Dark Lord since I met you. And part of that includes his servant, his Dark Herald... Squibbert.
I'm Squibbert. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Squibbert.
Anyone can touch me. Anybody who wants to, if they want to. Yeah,
well, that's a pretty open statement.
Yeah, pretty. You can touch me. You know, it's like free time with frogs.
Because it's hard not to pet a frog.
I got this nice little ridgy back.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. You have to tell me.
Okay.
If we pet you, are we gonna get warts?
No.
Okay.
That is a myth. It's a myth. You get warts if you are not good. If you are a bad person, that's where you get warts from, and that's it.
Just from being a bad person.
Just from having, yeah. And it's just, you know, it's a specific kind of bad. It's impolite, really.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will say you shouldn't lick Squibbert unless you want to see some crazy things.
Really? Ooh. So you're kind of a psychedelic frog?
Yes, and that's sort of like a fun thing. Me and Goon do all sorts of fun things together, but he does not pet me as much as I would like. We are always arguing about it down the street. I say, pet me, he says no. I say, pet me, he says no. I say, you know, back and forth for hours.
She calls me Goon.
Wait, Arnie calls us his Goon companions.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We're not so different.
No.
We aren't so different. I agree. Why don't we all just come together around the Dark Lord's obsidian slab?
No, of
this
course
guy's
not.
Awesome.
No, he's not awesome.
Wait, quick huddle. Okay, sure. Is this the evil guy?
Chunt.
Yeah, it's Chunt.
What? Have we all been taking red potion? I feel like all of our memories have been really bad lately.
Okay, quick huddle.
Oh, yeah, what's it?
All right, so these are the ones that the Dark Lord...
Are you just doing a huddle because they're doing a huddle?
I am.
Okay. Will you buy me a little tin full of porridge?
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think is going on in their huddle right now?
I don't know. I think they're maybe just talking about our huddle.
I bet they're, yeah, I bet, look, let's just try.
Wait,
don't be obvious about it. Try to make it seem like we've got a really awesome huddle going
yes,
on.
I think we do. I think. Now, duck down your heads a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah.
Duck down just a bit more. It looks weird.
Oh, that's a good huddle.
Yeah. Frog on his head. Okay.
There's actually a special on porridge. Would you like to split a porridge?
Can I get some kind of... I know you are about sweets. Can I get some cinnamon on mine?
Yeah.
And like half of mine, and then you can have your boring bland half.
Okay, well, I might... Can I taste
it
a little bit?
The table of badgers is now huddling up.
What?
Oh. Why are they huddling?
There's so much huddling going on.
Wait, quick.
It's happening right now.
Here's the plan. Usador, get under the table. Okay. We'll distract them.
Yes.
That's all I got.
What? Oh, no, I don't like it when Usador's under the table.
Magic.
Oh, great. He uses magical word. Magic. So, Baron, what's your plan? What are you up to? What are you, like, what evil maneuverings are you up to?
Oh, you know, I know I got here and I ran my mouth off last time with all of my schemes, but that's...
But you know what? That's what we like about you. And if I was ever to join the Dark Lord's cause, it would probably be because of your honesty.
Okay, hold up. FYI, just so everybody knows, and I will be reminding you for the 10th or 11th time, I am reporting everything back to the Dark Lord directly that Goon says, so... He can say whatever he wants, but I'm taking it back. I'm packing it up in my little brain suitcase, and I'm going to unpack it in its full capacity.
Wow. How do you report back to the Dark Lord?
So when you get there, there's like a special pad. It's not a lily pad. It's more, you know, it's like purple and there's sparkles on it. You sit on it, and that's the signal somewhere somebody sees it. And then that's the signal I'm back with information. Mm-hmm. When the Dark Lord has time, which is not often... You might be sitting there 10, 11 hours straight. He will send somebody out. They will fetch you, bring you onto the stone pedestal, and you will just sing like a canary for whatever information you were out gathering. And sometimes frogs be out for 2-3 years, and they sit in there, you know, 36 hours of just, this is I saw this, I saw that, you know, mm-hmm. you know, unicorn dentist and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squibbert has seen many dark dealings and doings.
Oh, my God, I have.
Bringing words from the heralds of the Dark Lord far and wide.
Wow, like, what are some of the secret pockets of evil going on
okay.
in the room right
Have
now?
You ever seen somebody just barf endless hair?
No. I mean,
I have, but don't tell them that I know.
All right, yeah.
I feel like Blemish barfs cats, which is kind of like endless hair.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of paper or some wood. I'm gonna do a hot foot on the Baron.
First of all, why would I have wood? Why would I have paper and wood?
What have you got there to burn up there? Just give me something to burn.
Well, okay, look. I have these Post-it notes that someone sent me a couple weeks back.
Suspicious. Okay.
I suppose I can share some, you know, general information.
Yeah. Just general.
Oh, you do whatever
plans.
You want. I'm just here listening.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Trike is doing really well. Mm-hmm. You'll recall our motto.
Trike, we're back?
Yes, that's Trike's back. Also
Trike's
works.
Back.
Yeah.
Trike's
oh,
back.
Yeah, the Empire of Trike's back.
You know, you did that one, and I kind of, is it all right if I take that?
Sure, yeah.
All right, fantastic.
I pitched Shrike 3, we're back, but nobody took it.
These are exciting times, you know, as you guys are probably aware. Well, you're of course aware, King Albane in the Northeast mm-hmm. is dead.
Yeah.
That was big news for me. I had a big laugh. Not my king.
I hear so many people say that, not my king.
My king.
No, he's the king.
He is your king, though.
Yeah.
Look, maybe you don't like him as the king. He is your king.
No, I mean, literally, the Valley of Shrike has never been part of the Belleroth.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
Then you're right. Then he is not your king.
You still say it with a tone, though. I swear to God, Goon's going to get his ass kicked one of these days, and I'm not going to be there to pick up the pieces.
Why would you say that in front of these our new friends?
He's right. They've never been.
I know. Okay, now I know that.
I must be spared to the shaft.
So I'm really actually, I am hoping that a royal marriage can be arranged. I hear that Princess Trachy Aurelia is single and, you know, really actually kind of cut from ragoon cloth.
She does. I mean, I will say, not to give you information, you probably already know this, the dead King Belleroth's daughter does seem evil. Like, she seems pretty evil.
Like how? Like, what does she do?
She's just very, like, she's willing to just kill. She really wants to kill her brother, Tom Blaine Belleroth. She's just hungry for power.
Yeah, see, now they use evil to just mean practical.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So...
Look, practical, evil, potato, potato, deus, deus.
I can take this no longer!
Well, Isidore,
stay on. I'm gonna get back up.
All right, you're stuck. Your robe is.
I'm good.
Oh, he's on fire. He's on fire.
Oh, no, you're on fire.
What happened,
Isidore? Your beard is on fire.
I'm fine. Now, how dare you say that? Evil is not practical. What is practical is to care about all the good men and women and children here in Foon. Aye, every race, be it human, elf, dwarf, frog, pinglet, giant, fingarian.
Badgers, shapeshifters.
I mean, unicorns.
Unicorns.
Dentists.
Dentists.
Donkeys.
Donkeys.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have something for you, Chunt. It is a parfait from Old Billy.
Oh my God, he's been carrying that for like 4 hours. I don't know if you want to eat that, to
I
be
do
honest.
Not like that donkey.
Well, sir, you can, your wizardness, I also look to protect people. Most importantly, those nearest and dearest to me. And if I can arrange a marriage with Tricky Aurelia, it's quite possible I will be getting my son Shanglebirth back.
Your son Shanglebirth back?
Yes. So, you know, as a follower of the Dark Lord, I had to swear my firstborn son, Shanglebirth Jr., to the Dark Lord. I haven't seen him since he came of age. I still hear from him sometimes, you know, on the wind.
On the wind?
You know, sometimes it'll be like a winter night. You'll be like, Father, where are am I you?
Do you know?
Where are am I you?
Yeah, he's kind of, I'll be honest, he's a little vague.
He has trouble with his pronouns is what it is.
Yeah.
Has been raised properly.
So he has trouble with his pronouns, so he doesn't use like proper nouns, so like he wouldn't say your name? You wouldn't hear the name of the wind?
No, I do not know the name of the wind.
You worried that he's
although
okay?
I've heard it's very good.
Are you worried that he's hurt? Because that would be a wise man's fear.
I think it's safe to say that, you know, in the Dark Lord service, he knows pain.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Empathetic over here. He knows pain.
Well, I know
pain. How are we going to get this marriage off and running if we don't have any feelings, we don't emphasize the romance? I tell you, I'm always offering him advice, and he's like, I am not wanting to hear from a frog right now. And I'm like, all right, I will go look at my stories.
You make it sound like sometimes I don't like what you have to say, but it's not like I have a thing against frogs.
Well,
huddle up. Usador, what happened to the hot foot?
Yeah, what? Pardon? What?
Shit. Wrong huddle.
Huddle up.
Usador, what happened with the hot foot?
I set myself on fire. No. I burned off most of my feather beard.
Damn it. We are not doing a good job.
We have to get this guy.
I'm pumping him
for information.
I know, but information's one thing. Like, we have to humiliate him.
I thought those two questions you asked were really good, and I wish that there was a third one.
Yeah, well,
when is that third question coming?
Look, don't rush me on the third question. If you want a third quality question, it's going to take me as long as it takes for
me to
get it.
Fine.
Stop it with the wrath and the fuss about it. That's what happens when you rush me.
I just feel like if you would let me teach you one of my songs, then you could sing it or teach somebody to sing it at a girl, and it might be kind of sweet.
All right. Maybe after this.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to learn more about the Baron's plans to marry off his children for political power.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Vizzle, I was wondering, when you pull the teeth, is it difficult, like, to not get gored by the horn?
He's not all right, is he?
We're not talking to Vizzle Van Pizzle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd prepared all these questions. This is the first time that I like wrote some stuff down beforehand.
How many steps do you take today?
How many steps did I take? Let me see if I can get it from the...
You have walked 13 steps. New record.
Pandemonicon
off.
You know what I have found has helped my concentration immensely? Communing with the Dark Lord.
Sure. I feel like your advice for everything is the Dark Lord solves everything. Like, do you have anything else in your life?
Yeah, what do you do when the Dark Lord says, I'm busy right now and I don't want to talk to you? What do you use then?
Well, before you were around, I could pretend he was listening anyway.
Right, and I'm here to tell you he is not most of the time. Till he listens to me talk about you, and that'll be a whole thing.
Do you want more porridge?
Yes, I do. I had guzzled that porridge down.
You know what? Why don't you just hop up to the bar there and get some porridge, and we'll talk to the Baron for a moment alone.
And also, here, take this parfait over to that table of badgers and tell them it's from their king.
All right, I will. But if this doesn't go well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to bite you.
Aw.
Shanglebuff.
Yes, Usador?
My good friend, I must beg your wisdom and your practicality in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen now, through Squibbit's very own words, that the Dark Lord cares not for thee, and all he wishes is to gain more power and become more destructive.
Usador, you know, when I was a child, there was a wizard at our court, a fellow in brown. I believe his name was Banjo Pop-Tart.
That sounds right.
And I thought him a fool. You know, for every great feat, there were 10 of bluster. But what I realize talking to you is that you truly deeply care.
Of course.
So let me tell you, I know I am but an insect to the Dark Lord. I know I am but nothing.
Oh, he seems to be kind of into it. It's kind of his thing. He kind of likes it.
In this world that is mine is what I can grasp and what he does not pull out of my mitt.
But would you rather not rise up, be the crux of an overthrowing of the Dark Lord? I, with your wisdom and your insight, my quest could finally be completed.
Yeah, I mean, we've given up on the Lunar Sword. We need a hero.
What? Oh, God, that sword? Oh,
I mean, oh, shoot.
I went down there with a whole party of men. It was a gruesome fate. I was lucky to make it out.
How far did you get? Like, how gruesome did it get?
Did you get past the water?
Yes, I got past the... What I didn't get past were the grue.
The grue?
Yeah. There was some grue.
What's a grue?
You know, it was kind of dark. It ate all my men.
Uh-huh. You mean you're like, I don't know what this thing looks like, but it's definitely
it's
a grue.
It's definitely eating men. Wow. Yeah.
No, I'm going to get that lunar sword, but... Guys, it sounds dangerous. But you know what? I am genuinely interested, like, person to person, to hear about your family. So you're trying to marry your family off?
Well, I mean, right now, just my oldest, Shanglebirth, assuming I get him back in one piece.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's possible the twins next up are the twins, mm-hmm. My daughter Jamie and her twin brother Samie. There's a
Jamie
chance.
And Samie?
Yeah.
Which was born first?
Jamie.
Oh, okay.
So the second boy girl.
Sure.
We might marry them off eventually, but sure. You know, they're at that age, you know, can't keep their hands off each other, so it's kind of
Wait, what?
Oh, you know. I mean, they're at that age, you know how it is with twins.
No, I don't. When you say they can't keep their hands off each other, you mean Jamie and Samie are, like, going at it?
Yes.
What's in that porridge?
There's some cinnamon.
I'm sorry, Chunt, was it?
Huh?
They sent back the parfait. I would not recommend you eat it.
What's that on top with all the bubbles? It looks like white with bubbles. That's spit. Damn it. Mm.
Well, there's gross. Spit, but there's a little pee-pee under there, too. And I told them not to, and I said I didn't want to bring it back over, but they threatened to bully me.
Do you guys want to have your own huddle?
Yeah, sure.
While Shibbert is talking?
Sure.
What, I don't know, what do you guys usually talk about in huddles?
We tell our secrets.
Oh, guys.
Why don't you go first, newbie?
I really love the Dark Lord.
Not a secret.
You are such a shallow pool.
Look, I'm going to try to convince you one more time to join me and help defeat the Dark Lord, and then everyone can live together safely and happily.
Look, you talk about overthrowing the Dark Lord, Usador, but look around, it's everything else that needs to be overthrown.
Oh, you can smite him?
Squibbert, let's huddle up.
Yeah.
Listen, at some point, we might be going to war, okay?
Okay.
Shrike and me and my friends, I just want to know, like, how do we, you know, if we're fighting in your territory, in your marshy territory... How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire?
Oh my god, what I'm going to be doing, to be completely honest, is just getting as far down in the mud as I can and just blowing bubbles till it's done. And that's how we frogs have always survived, and that's how we're going to continue to survive.
Can I pet you?
Yes, absolutely. You can lick me if you want.
Whoa, God, John, are you all right?
He'll be fine. He's just getting on the roller coaster that's going to the horizon.
Step right up, step right up. Ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages, hear ye, we have three rings for you right here. In the first ring, we have a man from Earth.
What was that?
Featherbeard, 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 featherbeard. Ooh,
I think he passed out.
Yeah.
Do you guys love that? Isn't that so fun?
Hey, it looks pretty fun. I'm not going to lie.
Guess so?
Wait, but I'll give a holler. Anybody else went in now? Anybody else went in? Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go?
Popped right back up at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, my God.
Squibbert, you seem to be part of the forces of ambivalence.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everybody's got to have a job, and I don't let my politics seep into what I'm doing. I just recite to the Dark Lord, and I let people lick me. And it's really, it is what it is.
What's now, the come down like from this high that Chunt's on right now?
You know, it gets a little sad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's interesting because you see the beginning, and if it's real quick and exciting at the beginning, it's going to be a little slow and sad.
I just realized those badgers hate me.
Oh, Chunt.
Oh,
I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to say something.
Chunt. He's going to go talk to them. Now, I was just asking about the force of ambivalence, then Arnie rudely interrupted me. We've had a former guest on, that's Melchior, the keeper of the Doomhorn that blows at the end of time. And he says that at that time, he'll blow the horn, the forces of good and evil and ambivalence will all gather, and the end times will be upon us. Now, you're telling me when the Doomhorn blows, you won't do anything?
I mean, hopefully I won't hear it because I will be so deep down in the mud, just bathing in it, rubbing it all over myself, you know, just kind of giving myself that day of pampering.
Sounds nice.
End of day's day of pampering. That's my plan.
So, Baron.
Yeah?
Do you see here that this very tool of the Dark Lord cares not?
Oh my god, you ate most of my porridge.
I'm sorry, I was just... I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, this is so him.
You see that this tool right here cares not for you nor the Dark Lord either?
Sir, do you want to maybe move on to another topic? It's like all you talk about is the Dark Lord.
Oh, is that all I talk about? Is that all I talk about?
He thinks you guys are super interesting, all right? And I kind of want to see what it's all about. And all you do is talk about him.
Lord thinks we're super interesting?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You, the man who walked here from another world?
Mostly you, yeah. It's like there's diagrams like, how does that work? He's always like, how does that work? In different words.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure he's pretty interested in me, too, me being his chief rival and all.
I mean, he mentions you. You're mentioned.
Yeah. Arnie's friend.
Not, what? Not feared? Or...
Wait, I've got this. I've got this. I mean, I've got this, Usador. Hey, we're acquaintances.
Nice. I tell you what, I just like sitting here. Like, we've been walking on the road for so long, and I've been talking to one person, and you're looking at him, and it is just really nice to be in a place where it's like, I got licked, I got petted, I got treated like a lady.
Yeah.
You bought me porridge. You never buy me stuff in front of, you know, when it's just the two of us. I think you were trying to show off. Oh, I have gold now all of a sudden when people are watching.
I'm sorry we were alone, and I'm sorry you did not enjoy my company, but our traveling party.
Yeah, you don't normally seem to travel by yourself. Or, I'm sorry, not by yourself, but you don't travel with such a small
party. It's fine. I'm more
party.
Like a microphone than anything.
No, I mean, I have a retinue that I was with here last time. Usually I travel with one of my a number of my bastards. I've been lately my newest bastard that I found, Hank. Actually, I ran into him shortly after I left here. My failed attempt to get the Lunar Sword. He usually travels with me. He's been following me around quite a bit, but he went a bit on a Morglore bender. We were in Gratax and got the news about King Albane, and you can sort of. He's got one of those northeastern accents.
Usador, huddle up. I think he's talking about Tom Blaine Belroth. Remember, he said he was going to go spy on Baron Rangoon.
Nadoy.
I'm just, look, I know you know this, but I just want to tell you this information again.
Yeah.
That Tom Blaine,
I know,
the son of King Belleroth,
I am aware,
went down,
I know all of these,
to spy on, and he said he was going to be three people.
Guys,
well, one
guys,
of them was Hank.
Yeah, wait.
What did I miss?
Oh, God, you're covered in your own shit.
Tell Chuck he wasn't here. Chuck, I heard it.
I was in a white room, and there was holes everywhere, these black holes, and if I popped my head in one, it came out the other.
Uh-huh.
And Usador was there, but he was being really mean. He's a big blue meanie.
Oh, no.
And then I got covered in shit.
Oh, Chunt. It's okay, buddy.
You know, they kept asking me to talk more, and then, like, the middle of a conversation, they run off.
Hey, Baron!
That is so you. That happens to you every time you run into anybody.
Oh, it's my fault?
No,
oh,
it's not your fault. I'm just saying.
So, Shinglebert,
Usador, can you think of any questions that don't involve
what do you
the Dark Lord?
Do you like birds?
Oh, you know what? I love birds.
You like birds?
They're my favorite.
I love birds, too.
Oh, I'm a falconer, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you train them all yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it drives me nuts. They're always swooping down, trying to take me off into the high heavens.
I mean, yeah, I had to carry them around a little less now.
Falcon's dismissed.
My falcon master, D'Angelo Capricious, usually travels with
me. Huddle up. I know he's mid-sentence.
What?
Wait, wasn't that another one of Tom Blaine Belleroth's spy characters?
Yes, it was sort of one of his.
Nadoy.
Yeah, he was gonna. Oh.
Nadoy.
Oh, John.
Oh, he's in bad shape.
Yeah, he's really.
Give him
really
a little bad. Of that red potion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here. Here. John, take this red potion. Not all of it.
Come here, frog.
Sorry, finish
that
sentence.
No.
Oh, there he goes again.
Oh.
All right, you know what? I will be honest. I am a little jealous of how well you're liked.
Well, I'm sorry. Here's the thing. I think you would like me if you could put your jealousy aside, and I would like you if I could put aside disagreeing with most of the way you conduct yourself and your social skills.
No, you're right. That's exactly what Grumblewald was saying before he had to depart.
Grumblewald Schwimberschwitz?
Oh, you know him.
Huddle up. I'm pretty sure that
Hold
was...
Hold that thought.
I'm pretty sure that was Tom Blaine's third character.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, you know, Chunt's gone full Austin Powers.
You know...
What?
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
You know, I know you know, but I started to tell it, so I'm just going to say Grumblewald Schwimberschitz is the chief of the Ragoon Platoon, my elite drag force.
I know that.
Yeah, I know you know. It's like, you know,
I
as
love
you start
when you
to
recap,
say a thing.
Though, because it's a sign of empathy, and that's a really good, you know, growing moment.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
I'm 1,000 years old, so I've seen a lot of empathy.
You're 1,000 years old?
Yes.
I'm 300 years old.
Wow. Well, you know, most of my life, to be completely honest, was spent down in the depths of the marsh, just kind of charging up,
just
you know,
hiding out.
Tadpole for, you know, 500 years.
Oh, half of it.
That's, yeah. A teenage tadpole for another 250.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I started to, like, slowly eke out, and I was like, do I want to wake up? Do I not? And it's like, well, here I am with Goon over here eating all my porridge. Was it worth it? I don't know.
A Baron or Shanglebirth.
Yeah. Goony.
So, Squibbert, you said before that you had advice for the Baron that you felt like he just wouldn't listen to.
Oh, my God. If advice were brownies, I'd be baking them every day and he'd be throwing each pan into
brownies.
The ocean.
Oh, brownies, please. Brownies, please.
Could somebody get... He's going to be really hungry after two licks.
Nadoy.
I don't think we should give him sugar, though. If there's some kind of heavy pasta, maybe like a thick bread.
I'm just going to cast a sleeping spell on him.
Bing bong. Bing
bong. Tell the tank.
Oh, wow. He's asleep.
He'll wake up in a couple minutes. This will be a nice, deep, quick sleep, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like just enough to get away. When you're really screwed, you cast a sleep spell in a dungeon against a monster or a beast. You go, what? It's asleep. I'm getting the hell out of here.
That would be very handy.
Yes, it would be.
Doesn't work on goblins.
Does not work on goblins. It is annoying.
So, Squibbert...
I say, you are so much handsomer than that picture he has up.
Oh!
I feel like when they drew you, they were like... Did we get this right? Like, it's just kind of something's off with the eyes.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, it's so fun to see you in person. It's like, you know, oh, I've heard so much.
Yeah, I will say in person, like, you'll notice how his eyes sort of follow you. Like, that picture.
Well, yeah, he's looking.
That.
Yeah, he's looking at you.
Well, yeah, I watch you.
He's not a drawing. Yeah.
You're right. That was silly. I apologize.
Squibbert, now you report back to the Dark Lord.
Yeah, I'll sit on that pad soon enough.
But there's no reason that you can't just tell us things that you know as well, correct?
Well, I don't see you paying me.
Oh,
I'm hired by the Dark
Lord.
You're
just hired.
I'm hired, yeah. I get paid in clover leaves, I get paid in gold bars, I get paid in, you know, sort of whatever they have left over for the frogs.
What about this rock?
Oh, that's nice.
Like that rock?
Yeah, it's a nice rock.
It's yours.
Oh, it's very heavy and I have very little hands. I appreciate it so much. If you want to give it to Goon, though, he would treasure it.
Could you tell me something if I give it to Goon?
Well, what do you want to know?
I just want to know what the Dark Lord knows about Arnie.
I mean, he's got a picture of him. He's very interested in... Mm-hmm. He would love it, above all things, if I could see you pass into the other world mm-hmm. and then go back and say, here's how he did it. That's what he would like.
I would love it if I could see myself do that, too.
Yes, I'm afraid that there's no information for the Dark Lord to get for Arnie.
Goon is going to cry if you do not give him that rock. He would cherish it to the ends of the earth.
I mean, it would be it's a very nice rock.
It is yours. It is a magical rock, though.
What does it do?
It just sings a song.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I mean, if we're going to listen to a song, Squibbert.
You have never wanted to hear my song once in your life.
That's right. You mentioned you had a song to sing. I'd love to hear it.
It's just a little romance advice song where it's like...
I feel like there's no better romantic advice than the romantic advice you get from a singing animal.
From a singing years and years and years old animal.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Where does the time go when you're a lover? Where does the time go when you kiss? Where does the time go when you're together? It goes up and over into the sky.
Wow.
It's just a little... frogs sing it. When you think we're just making frog noises,
we're
singing beautiful songs.
I loved how you high-kicked across the table and had that top hat up and down while you sang that song.
I never get a chance to show off my abilities, and I am a dancer.
Where was that hat?
WB, Wizard of Blue, the Wizard of Blue, the Wizard, there, Isidore.
Are you feeling better now, Trent?
Yes, I dreamed a dream.
And?
Hope was high. Life was worth living.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. You are going to have the best sleep of your life tonight.
You're going to be lay miserable.
What?
I don't know. Is that the right thing? Well, Squibbert, Baron Ragoon, thank you so much for coming by and sort of giving us a little bit of useful information on the Dark Lord.
It has been so nice to just have a break.
I mean, it's been nice to have a break, but I feel like... You know, we're on a little better terms now.
Yeah, you got
know?
A little light in your eyes. I think it's good for you to have to interact with people.
You know what? I did get weird. I did get weird out there on the road.
We all did.
Speaking of getting weird.
Oh, boy.
He should not have had three.
That's bad. Hey, you know, I've gotten a package recently. People have been shoving packages through the dimensional rift behind the Vermilion Minotaur. And here's
really?
One.
Packages? Items from the other world?
Yeah.
We
yes.
should look at those.
Okay.
Yes, please open some.
Okay. Oh, boy. I'm not sure if I should do that. He's really staring at this package. My eyes are up here.
Play it cool, buddy.
This one comes with a note that says, this is handwritten, says, Arnie, please chunt and Usador how to blow these. Thanks. Rob from Madison. Am I reading that correctly?
Rob from Madison.
Arnie, please chunt and Usador
how to blow these.
Thanks. Rob from Madison.
Don't worry. I've got it all stored up here.
And they're just a... And they're just a bunch of little Oscar Mayer Wienermobile whistles? There's a bunch of these, actually. Here's Usador, you can have one. I don't know if I should give one to...
Who is Oscar Mayer?
Oh, he makes hot dogs. He just... I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Can I have one?
Sure.
I'll give you some information for a thing from another world.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Boy.
Of course. Yeah. What's the information?
The Dark Lord may be taking some meetings with fibromyalgia.
The Queen of the Goblins?
The very same.
Holy cow.
Oh, I am going to tell him you said that.
Ooh, boy. Okay, well, here you go.
I hope it was worth it for that weenie weasel.
Oh.
You can't even blow it.
Oh.
No!
I hope that was worth it.
Usador can do it.
No time.
Well, I also got a package addressed to me. And there's a letter inside that says, Dear Usador, despite what Arnie has told you, we do in fact have magic on Earth. Enclosed, you'll find a packet of small scrolls designed to boost your magical abilities. I hope that one of the spells contained within will aid you in your crusade against the Dark Lord. And then it says, Magic, the Gathering.
Oh, wow. You Magic the Gathering cards.
Born of the Gods. 15 cards. 15 magical cards from your world. With this new knowledge, surely I will be able to defeat the Dark Lord once and for all.
Are you getting all this?
I'm listening, yeah. Can I see those cards?
Sure, let's open them up. Let's see what we've got in here. I have Rise to the Challenge. Don't need that.
Take it.
Griffin Dreamfinder. I can do that anytime.
Take it.
Nyx Born Eidolon. It doesn't sound familiar to me. Charging Badger.
Ooh.
Badger.
That one we'll keep. Feragax Giant Deepwater Hypnotist. Nyx Born Shieldmate. These just sound like people I went to school with.
Look, it's just a starter pack. I mean, I don't really know that much about Magic the Gathering.
It's a booster pack.
Charge the badgers. Charge the badgers.
Oh, but the very last card looks different. And it just says, Bird.
Really? Hold on. Holy fucking shit. That was like a magic trick. Okay, just for the listeners. This is a sealed pack.
Bird. Flying. That's all it says.
That's the best thing I ever saw.
This is a sealed pack of magic cards. It wasn't like, this is a sealed pack, and the last one is Bird. Yeah, that's a sign.
That is a sign. Oh, now surely with these Magic the Gathering cards, if I keep collecting these cards, I'll have
this is how it starts.
To defeat the Dark Lord.
Oh, boy, you're going to be like my freshman year roommate who got obsessed with these cards and dropped out of school.
Your roommate was a magician?
I'm sorry.
Should have mentioned that.
A sad magician.
You haven't mentioned that in a year and a half. A sad magician
who had the power to call his mom and ask for more money for Magic the Gathering cards.
Well, some of us are lucky enough to have mothers. Yeah, some of us just have birds.
He is holding that card right in my face.
Can you believe all of that was fake? I sure as hell can. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adil Rafai. Baroon Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. You can hear Chris and Matt Young on the other podcast, Improvise Star Trek, where they both take turns playing Counselor Troy. I think I have that right. Squibbert, the Talking Frog, was played by Sarah Shockey. Check out Sarah's comedy wrestling podcast, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, which is available all the places podcasts are available. Greg, what was that noise? Are we under attack?
Nope, sorry. We've intercepted more emails for the show.
Please tell me they're not.
Yep, more people saying Usador's name in other languages, like this one from Tim Shadow Ekrot. Sure I pronounced that correctly?
Here is Usador's name in German. Usador, Zauberer des zwölften Gefildes von Ephysius, Meister des Lichts und des Schattens, Manipulator magischer Freuden, Verschlinger des Chaos, Held der großen Hallen von Tarakas. Die Elfen kennen ihn als Fjeng Yalak, die Zwerge kennen ihn als Sohn und Huxtensius. Im Nordosten ist er auch bekannt unter Gasmanius Maystar. Und es gibt noch andere geheime Namen, die bisher noch nicht bekannt sind.
How many of these have we intercepted?
Just the German ones? A lot. Like this one from Merlin Schmitz.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough German for anyone.
Germans really like Usador for some reason. We intercepted a lot of German ones.
I was really hoping we'd intercept something useful.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just didn't know if I should be doing any, like, intern stuff while you're doing all of this in here.
Craig, can you finish up here?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Trisha, the frozen infant tears produced by the orifice on the mini-fridge have gotten a little too salty for my taste.
I actually have to agree, I'm also not comfortable with that.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.